Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Angie Musgrove here. No game for Newcastle United this weekend because of the FA Cup semi-finals. Magpies were meant to face Manchester United, but that's been reorganised to the penultimate week of the Premier League season. So Newcastle have a bit of a rest until the game against Crystal Palace next week. Now, what I'm going to do this episode is bring you my prediction for how the Premier League table will look at the end of the season. Now, our company, Reach PLC, very kindly created a little widget that you guys can fill in. You can fill in all the results for all the teams in the Premier League, and it will calculate your end of season Premier League table. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to put in all the results, and then I'm going to talk you through my final prediction for the Premier League table. And the big question is, will Newcastle United finish in the European spot? I have to say, now, before I talk you through all my results, and if you're watching on YouTube, you will see it come up on the screen. If you watch on the audio channel, don't worry, I'm going to talk you through absolutely everything, so you don't have to hop over to the YouTube channel if you don't want. And wherever you're watching or listening through, please hit like, subscribe, follow, and leave us a rating and review. So before I fill in the predictor, I'm just going to look at the Premier League table as it is right now. And, you know, Newcastle United in sixth on 50 points. Man United also on 50 points, but the goal difference here is absolutely key. I've just brought it up there on the screen for people watching the race for Europe. I think it's fair to say Newcastle United will not be catching Aston Villa in fourth on 63. They'll not be catching Tottenham in fifth on 60 points. Now, they're only 10 points behind Spurs, but I don't see them catching them up. As I said, Newcastle sixth, Manchester United seventh, but Manchester United's goal difference is minus one, while Newcastle United have a plus 17 goal difference. And them two teams have still got to play, as I said at the start of the show. And I think Newcastle United will win that game. And I do think Newcastle United will finish sixth this season. West Ham down in eighth on 48 points with a minus six goal difference. There's plenty of chat about Chelsea finding a little bit of form there in ninth with a game in hand on Newcastle United. Two games in hand on West Ham, but I'm not too worried about them. I think they're really inconsistent, and I think they've got a couple of bad results in them. Brighton also around their 10th, 44 points, but they've slipped away. I think they're the only side more than Chelsea, and this is coming from Newcastle fan and reporter, who are more inconsistent. They're very up and down, so I'm not too worried about Brighton. I'm not worried about Chelsea. Now, that said, watch when I fill in these results that Newcastle United will end up finishing far away from six, but I don't believe that to be the case. So let me remove the league table from the screen and let me share the predictor. There we go. Right. So I'm going to do every single match that is left to be played in the Premier League season so far. Now, this widget is a little bit mixed up because of the games that have been reorganized. So I know that the final games we put in here will actually be next week's midweek games. But we'll put the results in as if they are being played next week and not the final week of the season. So let me just begin by putting in Aston Villa versus Bournemouth. That's the first game up on the list. Yeah, they do play this weekend. Aston Villa, of course, into the semi-finals of the Europa Conference League. So they will be buoyed by that, a little bit tired because they had to go to penalties. Do play a Bournemouth side who were unlucky in the last game against Manchester United. Be a good game this, you know. Villa excellent at home, but I do wonder whether the tiredness might play a part here, and Bournemouth very good as well. We'll go with a draw for that one. Brighton versus Chelsea. Now, this is the battle of 9th and 10th. Brighton do like to turn up against the big boys, don't they? So we'll go we'll go for home win for Brighton. Palace versus West Ham. West Ham dumped out of Europe this week to buy Leverkusen. They give themselves a good show, but they couldn't get the German champions back. A little bit of discontent towards David Moyes. I think he's done a fantastic job at West Ham. Palace haven't really found that new manager bounce. They did beat Liverpool, of course, recently. We'll go for a draw here. Everton versus Forest. Not a game that, of course, affects Newcastle United. But Everton at home, I mean, they need to start picking up results, don't they? So we'll go for an Everton win there. Fulham versus Liverpool, we'll go for an away win for Liverpool. They'll bounce back from the European exit. Luton versus Brentford. I would love Luton to stay up, but have they got enough at home? They are, you know, it's a special atmosphere. We will go for a home win for Luton. Manchester United versus Newcastle United. So, of course, this is a game that was meant to be played this weekend, but it's not. So we are going to play this on the penultimate week of the Premier League season. And I do think Newcastle will beat them. I think there's too much going on behind the scenes at Manchester United, too much speculation about Ten Hag's future, new voices coming into the boardroom. Man United are just bang average, and I think Newcastle United will beat them whenever this game is played. Like I said, it's due to be the second last game of the season. Sheffield United versus Burnley, right battle at the bottom. I mean, Sheffield United currently bottom on 16 points, Burnley on 20 points. Them two sides looking destined for the championship. We'll go for a draw there. Tottenham versus City, we'll go for an away win for City. Wolves versus Arsenal, I think Wolves are a fantastic side, but we're going to go for an Arsenal win. Villa versus Chelsea, go for a Villa win here. Bournemouth versus Brighton, we'll go for a draw on the south coast. Everton versus Brentford, I think Everton's home form is going to be key here, but Brentford, they need to pick up a few points just to secure Premier League football for next season. With the likes of Ivan Toney, a few of their good players, they've got enough to beat Everton, I think. So Brentford with the win. Palace versus Fulham. Fulham at home at Craven Cottage. We'll go for... Yeah, home form is good, though. Palace still trying to find their feet. We'll go for a home win for Fulham. Man United versus Burnley. Have Burnley got one last shock in them? Can the Man City legend Vincent Kompany go to Old Trafford and upset the odds? Unfortunately for Newcastle United and Burnley, I don't think so. Newcastle United versus Sheffield United. Next home game on the cards. Newcastle United should be winning this. Fantastic at home. Sheffield United, like I say, bottom of the Premier League. It should be a shoe-in for Newcastle to pick up all 3 points here. And really, if they're going to qualify for Europe, they have to win this game. So Newcastle United versus Sheffield United, it's a win. Of course, last time out, they absolutely thumped them, didn't they, at Sheffield United at Bramall Lane. That was their only win on the road for a long, long time. Too long this season. That seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? But Newcastle United beating Sheffield United at home. Forest versus City. City win, isn't it? Tottenham versus Arsenal, the North London derby. Ooh, Tottenham very open, as we found out here at St James' Park, and that fun of thumping Arsenal. A lot of pressure on Arsenal, though. Big game. Derby as well. Everything kind of goes out the window. Could Spurs' attacking style get the better of Arsenal? Will Arsenal manage to pass them off the park? I mean, Arsenal are a better side, but it is the North London derby at home. Fantastic atmosphere. We're going to go for a Tottenham win. West Ham versus Liverpool. I'm going to go for a West Ham win. I think Liverpool have one more slip up in them. Wolves versus Luton. It's a Wolves win. Arsenal versus Bournemouth. You know, I love Bournemouth. I think a very good side, but a home win for Arsenal. Brentford versus Fulham. We'll go for an away win for Fulham. Villa versus Brighton. Away win for Villa. Burnley versus Newcastle United. And look, Burnley fighting for their lives, but they're already cut adrift before we've even done this predictor. Newcastle should be winning this on paper. It shouldn't even be a question. We know their waveform is still a little bit iffy. And Turf Moor can be a horrendous place to go if everything's in Burnley's favour, but it's not. They can't win games. They don't win games. So it's Newcastle United win. Chelsea, West Ham, bit of a London derby there. Go for a draw there. Palace versus Manchester United. I'm going to go for a Palace win at home at Selhurst Park. It's a very difficult place to go. Man United, as I say, very inconsistent, bang average, and Palace can show against the top lads, top boys, the big boys, the top teams that they can get the results. So a Palace win here. Liverpool will beat Tottenham. Luton will beat Everton. Man City will beat Wolves. Forest to beat Sheffield United. Villa versus Liverpool, going for home win for Villa. Bournemouth will beat Brentford. Everton versus Sheffield United could be an absolutely key game this for Everton, because they're the team alongside Forest, Brentford, that are looking a little bit over their shoulder. I mean, Luton, just a point in real time behind Forest and just two behind Everton. Sheffield United probably cut adrift here. Goodison Park. One last hurrah for Sheffield United. I've got to remove my bias, because I wouldn't mind Everton going down, to be fair, but we can't say that too loudly. An Everton win to beat Sheffield United. Fulham versus City in a away win there. Man United versus Arsenal, we'll go for a draw. Newcastle versus Brighton. Go for, I mean, they're at home. They've got to win that, I mean, haven't they? last home game of the season. Brighton, like I say, just really an inconsistent side. I know De Zerbi's got loads of praise linked with that gig at Liverpool once Klopp goes. I don't think he's all that, though, to be fair. And Brighton have really fallen away this season. And I can't see them beating Newcastle at home. Newcastle will pick up the 3 points there. Forest versus Chelsea will go way win for Chelsea. Tottenham versus Burnley, victory for Spurs. West Ham versus Luton. Could be a really important day for Luton, this. Could this shock them? They could. Townsend with a winner. Ross Barkley dominating the centre. Way win for Luton. Wolves versus Crystal Palace. Home win for Wolves. Arsenal versus Everton. Arsenal win. Brentford versus Newcastle. Can I get Newcastle to go the rest of the season unbeaten 6 games? We've still got to put in the Palace game here, to be fair. But, I mean, if Europa League's all sewn up by then I could see Newcastle United maybe slipping up. Obviously not on purpose, but, you know, just inadvertently. Maybe Tony wanting to put himself in the shop window before the season ends. Yeah, home win for Brentford. Brighton versus Manchester United. I am going to go for a home win here for Brighton. Burnley versus Forest, an away win for Forest. Bournemouth versus Chelsea, away win for Bournemouth. Palace versus Aston Villa, go for a draw. Liverpool versus Wolves, I'm going to go for an away win for Wolves at Anfield. Will that be Jurgen Klopp's last game at Anfield? I think it will be. Imagine the headlines there. Luton versus Fulham, go for a draw. City versus West Ham, a win for Man City. Sheffield United versus Tottenham, away win for Spurs. Chelsea versus Tottenham, away win for Spurs. Arsenal versus Chelsea, we'll go for an away win for Chelsea. Palace versus Newcastle United. Look, has this Palace game come at the wrong time for Newcastle? Having beaten Spurs, would you want the game to come straight away? I know actually the game straight after would be Manchester United, but I'm just wondering whether the gap or weaken a bit has to come at the wrong time. You want that momentum from that Spurs game to still be there. Obviously, the other argument would be a bit of free time for the players to rest up. It's been a very busy time for them. They might be able to get some back. You know, could Joe Linton, Nick Pope surprise a few? Kieran Trippier, Liv Romento obviously did play his part against Spurs, but a chance to maybe get a few names back. It'll probably come too soon, the Palace game, for Joe Linton and Nick Pope, you would think. But a rest probably will do them well, especially for the likes of Sean Longstaff, who's playing through the injury barrier, and maybe you have Miggy back as well. But as I said, Selhurst Park is a very, very difficult place to go. And Palace get themselves up for the big sides. And it's probably a mentality thing. Do they consider Newcastle United in the same bracket as a Liverpool, Manchester United, where they will be, where they often give them a game and often come out with 3 points? You know, Selhurst Park, it is one of those grounds where Newcastle United just seem to struggle a little bit. And, you know, it's a big game for Newcastle United because you want to continue the good run of form they found themselves on. And I would love to give them a win. I really would. And, you know, before that, I've said that, I've just checked the results then. Of course, Liverpool were beaten at home by Palace. So it wasn't even at Selhurst Park. So am I worried about Selhurst Park for nothing? Oh, screw it. An away win for Newcastle United next week against Crystal Palace. Man United versus Sheffield United, away win there. Sorry, a home win there. Wolves versus Bournemouth will go for a draw. Everton versus Liverpool, away win for Liverpool in the Merseyside Derby. City to beat Brighton. And there we go. So, let's get this league table up. Whew. Okay, right. Let me talk you through this league table. Let me talk you through it. Manchester City, champions, 91 points, finishing a massive 10 points ahead of Arsenal. There'll be a few laughs at that. I mean, how many points have Arsenal got at the moment? Let me just double check. So I've got Arsenal picking up just 10 more points, and I've got City picking up 18 more points. I've got City winning their last 6 games of the Premier League season, which actually, when you say it out loud, doesn't sound that stupid. Arsenal second, 81 points. Liverpool on 80 points. Villa to finish fourth on 74 points. So I've got them picking up a massive 11 points. Spurs in fifth on 72 points. Newcastle sixth on 65 points. Man United seventh on 57 points. So I've got Newcastle finishing 8 points ahead of Manchester United. And actually had a little practice run before, and I had Man United at seventh. Newcastle in sixth on exactly the same points. So it shows my results are consistent at least. But I've got Newcastle United picking up 15 points for a possible 18, which, again, to some sounds unrealistic, but actually I think when you look at their running, I don't think it's that unrealistic at all. Chelsea, 8th on 54 points. A lot of people worried about Chelsea. I'm not too fussed, so I've got them picking up just 7 more points. Wolves, 9th. West Ham falling to 10th, which I think would put David Moyes' job under threat. Potentially, I know he's just signed that new contract, but the fans will not like a fall at 10th. Bournemouth, 11th. On 51 points. Brighton falling all the way to 12th on 51 points. So I've got Brighton picking up just 7 points. I do think Deserby's a little bit overrated, if I'm being honest. Sorry, that might get me a few pellets. Let me in the comments if you agree or not. That's my opinion. Fulham, 49 points and 13th. Brentford, 14th, 38. 15th, Palace, 38. Luton finishing 16th on 35. So I've got Luton somehow picking up 10 points in their remaining 5 games. That sounds a little bit unrealistic to me. That's maybe a little bit of bias creeping in there, because I'd love the story of Luton staying up. I've got Everton 17th on 33 points and Forest falling into the relegation zone on 18 points. On 32 points, sorry. So I've got them picking up just 8 points from their remaining... So I've got them picking up just 6 points from the remaining 5 games. Everton, I've got picking up 6 points from the remaining 6 games. Going down with them, Burnley, Sheffield United. So I've got Sheffield United just picking up 1 point and Burnley picking up just 1 point as well. I think we can say Sheffield United and Burnley are gone. Be unbelievable if they manage somehow to get out. They're not going to. It's that last place, isn't it? And you know what? If you'd asked me before I did this, I wouldn't have put Forest down. I think Forest have pretty much got the most talented squad out of Everton, Luton. Yeah, I'm not going to count Palace in that because Palace have got some great players, but I think Forest have got some excellent players that I wouldn't mind seeing at Newcastle. Morgan Gibbs-White, Malanga, another one. The left back as well, the Brazilian, totally escapes my mind, but I think they've got some fantastic players, Forest. So a little bit surprised to see them fall into the relegation zone, but hey, if it happens, Newcastle can swoop in and sign Morgan Gibbs-White potentially. But there you go. My final Premier League table for the 2023-24 season has Newcastle United finishing 6th in the Premier League and actually finishing closer to Spurs in 5th than Manchester United in 6th. There we go. Let me know what you guys think about that. I will put the predictor in the comments, in the podcast description for you guys to fill out. I'd love you guys to get in touch with me via the EIBW podcast at reachplc.com with your league table. Let me know on Twitter at AD Musgrove as well. I'd love to see what you think. Let me know in the comments what you think about my prediction. This has been Everything is Black and White podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And hopefully, Newcastle United qualifying for the Europa League. I'd take it. I'd take the Europa Conference just to be within a shout of European football is fantastic. Would it be a great achievement than last season qualifying for the Champions League? We had this discussion last week on the podcast and I said it, I think it probably would be. I'm going to stick by it just with all the elements Eddie Howe's had to deal with. I certainly think it's shown Eddie Howe as a great manager because he's come out of so many predicaments, you know, so many, he's been dealt so many bad cards and he's got Newcastle United within a real chance of European football at this moment leading the way for Europa League football. So I think they're going to do it. I think Manchester United are awful. Too much going on behind the scenes to get any run of consistent results. They're going to beat them at Old Trafford. I'd be surprised if Newcastle don't finish above Manchester United. I'm betting them to do so. And look, if Newcastle United end up falling into the Europa Conference, I'd take that. You want European football, whatever it is. I'd prefer the Europa League because of the level of competition. But I wouldn't mind if it's the Conference League. Newcastle stand a better chance of winning that as well. But you want European football for Newcastle United to get used to the 3 games a week, used to the journey, so the squad can get used to the rigors of European football. And then hopefully the season after next, they'll be back in the Champions League. But yeah, European football definitely on the cards for Newcastle United. It sounds amazing that we can even say that. It's a testament to Eddie Howe and his staff and the players for all the hard work they have done. Let me know in the comments what you think. I hope you've enjoyed the video. Give it a thumbs up on YouTube. Share it on social media. fill in the predictor as well. I want to see your league tables, ladies and gents. Let me know what you think. I'll see you guys very soon.